Has the Word of God ever produced in you a sense of awe and wonder? Or is it pretty much just another book? 1,400 pages of fine print, hard names, and no pictures. It's important to have in the courtroom to place your hand on when you're called to tell the truth. Or it's nice to carry down the aisle on your wedding day. Or it makes a nice gift at Christmas time. But it really doesn't fill you with a sense of awe. If that's the case, the next 4 minutes could change your life. This is Leroy Imes speaking for the Navigators. Today's topic, the wonder of the Word. When you go to Disneyland, you visit many lands. But when you're there, you'll hunt in vain for Wonderland. You won't find that until you get back home and open the pages of that old black book with the name Holy Bible. There you'll find Wonderland. Psalm 119, verse 18, Open thou mine eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. In the pages of the Word of God, you'll find the story of God's dealing with his people down through the ages. You'll find him leading Abraham, his friend, through many a dangerous and treacherous situation. You'll find him speaking to David, giving him encouragement and many great and precious promises. And as we look in these events, we are reminded that all these things happen unto them for ensamples, and they are written for our admonition. This same truth appears in Romans 15, verse 4. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we, through patience and comfort of the Scriptures, might have hope. In a real sense, the Bible was written for you, to help you grow. 1 Peter 2, 2 and 3, As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the Word, that you may grow thereby. To assure you of God's presence and guidance, Lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the earth. But the greatest of all the themes that run from cover to cover is the theme of redemption in Jesus Christ. David prayed that the Holy Spirit would open his eyes to behold wondrous things. If you've never had a living encounter with the living Christ, ask God to open your eyes. There's a blindfold there that only God can remove. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Oh, the wonder of it all! God's revelation of himself did not take the form of cold, general, factual knowledge. He established a living, personal, dynamic relationship with us through Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians 4:6. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts, to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Jesus said, Search the Scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me, and you will not come to me that you might have life. Jesus came to give us life. He has come to forgive our sins, and we hear his blessed word, Thy sins be forgiven thee. He has come to complete our lives, for in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power. If you've never come to Christ and received the gift of eternal life, you can do it now. Simply pray, Dear Lord Jesus, come into my heart, forgive my sins, and give me the precious gift of eternal life. May God bless you as you discover the wonder of a new life in Christ.